Now, Russia's foreign minister issues a stern warning following U.S. government's decision to close a Russian consulate and some other diplomatic offices.
We will have a tough response to the things that come totally out of the blue to hurt us and are driving solely by the desire to spoil our relations with the United States.
Sergey Lavrov said the new anti-Russia move by Washington is designed to prevent President Donald Trump from using his constitutional powers to the full in order to influence U.S. foreign policy. Top Russian diplomat also blamed the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama for the exchange of sanctions between Moscow and Washington.
We didn't start this whole story with the exchange of sanctions. It was started by the Obama administration. It was started to undermine Russian-American relationships and prevent Trump from coming up with constructive suggestions to make the implementation of his pre-election promises to normalize the relationships with Russia extremely difficult.
Lavrov stressed normalization of ties between Russia and the U.S. must be reciprocal and based on mutual respect. The remarks came after the U.S. State Department asked Moscow to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings in Washington and the other in New York City. Last month, the Kremlin ordered the White House to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half. The move was in response to U.S. sanctions against Russia. And joining us out of Leesburg for more on the story is Mike Billington from the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, Mr. Billington. Thanks for joining us back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on this tit-for-tat that we're seeing, and it seems like it has no end in sight.
Well, this is not tit-for-tat. This is part of the color revolution against President Trump. Lavrov is absolutely right. If the most recent report in RT just this afternoon that the FBI, according to RT, is planning on searching the Russian consulate in San Francisco tomorrow, including the private apartments of diplomats who are under immunity. We're dealing with gross breach, if this is true, gross breach of both U.S. and international law. And keep in mind that we're looking at a overt attempt by not just Obama administration intelligence people, like Clapper and the appointment of Robert Mueller as a special prosecutor and so on. This is an attempted coup against the United States for the purpose of preventing Trump from forming a relationship with Russia which could bring peace to the world instead of the threat of thermonuclear war, as well as his commitment to bringing relations with China, which Bannon and Gorka, who have now been dumped from the administration, are falsely parading around declaring that China is in a full-scale war against the United States, an economic war against the United States, that this is the fundamental threat. All of this, including these grossly illegal threats against the by the FBI to search these premises, are part of that coup attempt. There's no reason for this. In fact, I don't have any evidence of this, but I would not be the least bit surprised to find that this entire move was not approved by the president, but was being done by the FBI and intelligence networks left over from the Obama administration, others who have thrown their weight behind this potential coup against the United States government. This is an extremely dangerous moment in history. But as Mr. Lavrov also said, it's clear that President Trump wants to maintain good relations, establish good relations with Russia. We in the LaRouche organization are both exposing the danger of this coup attempt, the lies that were presented by the Obama administration's intelligence community about Russia intervening in our election and having some sort of control over Trump and so forth. But even more importantly, what's now being used as a race card to try to portray Trump as somehow tied to these FBI-controlled right-wing fanatics. This is a moment of truth for the world. It's a time where, especially given the disaster that we're seeing in Houston, we have to recognize that the American economy is in disintegration. Our infrastructure has been left to rot for 50 years, and Trump, who is committed to rebuilding our infrastructure and committed to forming strong relations with Russia and China, is seen as the greatest enemy to the British Empire, to Wall Street, the City of London, and that this is what people around the world have to join with Mr. and Mrs. LaRouche in defending the president against this coup attempt and giving him the strength, the popular strength, to go forward with his commitment to making friends with Russia and China, as well as the taking on Wall Street, implementing the Glass-Steagall Bill, and turning this country around from its economic and strategic current disastrous course.
I thank you for joining us, Mr. Mike Billington out of Leesburg from the Executive Intelligence Review. And joining us from one story out of Moscow is Mr. Rustem Safronov, political analyst. Your thoughts on this move, sir?
Well, we experience now escalation of the crisis, the worst time in Russian-American relations for decades, and things got to the point we're not just dealing with the fresh behavior of American administration and their law enforcement, but with almost open act of a new Cold War, because even in the worst crisis of the previous years, diplomatic immunity of the property of the countries never bothered and attached. So now we can experience a totally new phase of the crisis. And it's very difficult to say when Washington is going to stop. Formally, Rex Tillerson and some other American authorities are saying they would like to find make bridges with Russia and so on, but in reality we could see the worst acts of the confrontation. And what I would like to emphasize when people saying, oh, Russia expelled so many American diplomats, no, Russia didn't initiate that diplomatic war. Not Russia who expelled the diplomats first and seized diplomatic property in the United States. The United States did that.
And Mr. Safronov, are you concerned now that Washington is protracting this issue with Moscow to the point where it's going to be almost irreparable, or it's going to take decades to try to, you know, to try to mend it once, you know, there's a just cause by both countries to try to bend ties and try to cooperate in various sectors?
Unfortunately, yes. That's things, that kind of actions have long-term consequences, and they have a very big historical inertia. After these things are done, it's very difficult to come back to previous stage and improve relations. So unfortunately, it's like Russia had in one point with the United States troubles over different issues in the Soviet time. And we had so-called Jackson-Vanik Amendment, which was trying to stimulate Soviet Union, allow immigration of the Soviet Jews. And we could see when long time when the Soviet Union was gone, that amendment was canceled only like 5 years ago, because even the issue didn't exist long time. So that just goes to show how difficult to change that kind of damage. So I'm thinking like Russia. Yes.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. And this isn't really what American voters voted for, was it? They voted for a new chapter in Washington and Moscow ties. They voted for a president that had promised a better cooperation and understanding and a better ties with Moscow.
That's true, but you have to understand common folks are susceptible to propaganda. And right now, all American media machine are just trying to tell now, oh, Russia interfered in American elections, broke our whatever sovereign right to decide who will be the president, and people buying that, you know, in long term, that's people genuinely believe in it. So as we're talking about what American voters voted for, traditionally American voters do not care so much about foreign policy. They care much more about jobs in the country and all of that stuff, like and the crime, and Mr. Trump is trying to improve that sort of stuff, didn't deliver too much yet, so it's very difficult to say how it will affect him in the future, but certainly If it's not war with Russia, United States wouldn't care about so much, like, you know, regular folks. That's not a problem, unfortunately.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Rustam Safronov, out of Moscow, political analyst.